From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
A very warm welcome to you all once again to our gospel program. Thank you for joining me once more around the Word of God. Today we will continue our study of the words of Christ in John chapter 5, where he gives one of the plainest responses to the criticisms by his enemies over his claim to be God. We will read verses 24 to 29 in just a moment. I want to play a hymn, but just before I do that, here's a brief reminder of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We commenced a study of the high priest's garments last week, and we will continue that study tonight, looking for likenesses and pictures of our Savior and his great work as set forth under the type of the high priest. Please join me then at 9 o'clock. Now we're going to have those verses from John chapter 5, 24 to 29. Let's read them together. Verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Amen. And God will bless this reading of his precious word. Now here's a hymn. It's by Frank Boggs, and it's I'd Rather Have Jesus. Thank you. We're continuing our study of the Saviour's declaration of who he is. It's contained in the verses 17 to 47. We're going to look at the verses 24 to 29 today. In this portion, the Saviour is replying to his critics who are accusing him of committing a great sin by making himself to be God. This dispute has arisen over the Saviour claiming the right to heal a man on the Sabbath day, even as his Father performs acts of mercy and necessity in his providential governing of the world and his creatures on the Sabbath day. In our study of verses 17 to 22 last week, I touched upon what the Saviour's reply entailed. He did not deny the charge that the Jews laid against him in verse 18. He claimed very plainly that he was God. Now, as we take up our study in the verse 24 through to the verse 29, I want us to continue to examine the Saviour's response to his opponents, in which he gives further evidence of the fact that he is the promised Messiah, the Emmanuel, that is, God with us. You see, Christ is God manifest in the flesh. First of all, the Saviour states that men are required to honour him. Having declared that the Father has committed, and that word means put entirely into his hands, the judgment of the world and all its affairs, the Saviour tells us why this has taken place. Verse 23, that all men should honour the Son, even as they honour the Father. He that honoureth not the Son honoureth not the Father which hath sent him. The word honour means to value. We are to value Christ as the one upon whom our only hope of salvation rests. You do not honour Christ by looking to your own works, or to baptism, or to any other person, either in heaven or on earth, as the means of getting to heaven. You only honour Christ by trusting in him alone for salvation. Furthermore, in verse 24, the Saviour tells us that the salvation of our souls depends upon us hearing his word. This is a central doctrine of the gospel, and is one that I would dearly love to get across to all my listeners. I can do no better than to repeat the Saviour's own statement. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The importance of these words is underlined by the use of the phrase, verily, verily, at the beginning. It means truly, truly. Here is a truth of the utmost importance. What the Saviour would have you understand is that eternal life is obtained by hearing the word that he speaks and obeying it by believing upon him as the Saviour. I plead with you, dear listener, to stop and give consideration to this truth. Please note the benefits bestowed upon the one who does believe the word of Christ. The Lord Jesus says that the one who hears and believes his word hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What do these words mean if they do not mean that the one who places their trust and faith in Christ has present salvation? Not the future hope of obtaining it, but the present assurance that they possess it. Christ repeats this truth in three different ways within these 16 words. The one who believes on Christ has, firstly, everlasting life. Secondly, they shall not come into condemnation. Thirdly, they have passed from death unto life. A threefold assertion of a glorious truth of the gospel. This truth is what this program is dedicated to proclaiming. There is the present possession of life to be had by the one who puts their faith in Christ. They will never come under condemnation, for their sins are all pardoned and put away by the shedding of Christ's blood of atonement on the cross. They have passed from death unto life. Only one who is God could make such a promise as this to man. It must be emphasized that Christ is here underscoring the present possession of the Christian. He is not referring to that which he may obtain in the distant future. No, he is speaking of that which the believer presently possesses. He is already pardoned, forgiven, and saved. He may not yet have entered heaven, but he is assured of a place there. His name is written down there. Christ issues another wonderful statement here, which indicates his deity. He has power to give life to the dead souls of men. Verse 25, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Now my time is gone, so I'm going to have to come back to this next week. Will you join with me? And will you please give due consideration to what it is I have said and read for yourself again the words of the Lord Jesus in verse 24 of John 5. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.